News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just got the text from Right Side Ruffian Caitlin. Thank you very much for that, the vote will be taken to end debate on Senate Bill 9 at exactly 3:30. That's when the clock should run out on the cloture petition's final moments of debate. Hey, listen, folks, have you heard me talking about National Christian Foundation? I'm going to do that real quick and tell you, how cool is that? So Charlene and I use this, right? National Christian Foundation is a way to streamline your charitable giving, sort of make it easier, but also to manage the money. Let's say you come into some windfall money, you don't know where you want to give it to charity or whatever, but you would love to have the tax deduction now. So you put it into a portfolio in your name at National Christian Foundation. They manage it like they would any other IRA or investment account until you tell them what charity you're supporting. Could be your church, could be any other 501c3 or any other group for that matter. And you just say, hey, this money to there. And they do it. In the meantime, though, you've already gotten the charitable deduction. We do that every month now with our giving for our church and other charities that we support. We send the money into National Christian Foundation. They're managing it. They're growing it. It accrues interest. And it's very cool the way they do it. And then all I do is go online and go, give here, give here, give here. And it's done. But at the end of the year for taxes, I have one receipt. And that's it. One receipt. And I file that with my accountant and get it all taken care of. National Christian Foundation. You want to check them out. Go to mcfgiving.com/Alabama. mcfgiving.com/Alabama. All right, floor debate continues. I'm watching them at the microphone right now. State Senator Linda Coleman Madison from basically all the Democrats are opposing this. Before that, it was State Senator Vivian Figures. Before that, it was Roger Smitherman. Before that, it was Bobby Singleton. So basically, the Democrat caucus is opposed all the way to the idea of pushing back against vaccine mandates. Okay, go figure. I guess they're supporting their guy in D.C., But so, Copper, you still got clip four ready? You do? I believe she does. Copper, clip four. Let's do this. So clip four is Attorney General Steve Marshall talking about the litigation, the lawsuit that he's already filing and his strategy going forward. This lasts about a minute and a half. Go ahead and play clip four.
That's why I filed suit against President Biden to block the federal contractor mandate. The goal was to resolve this lawsuit before the federally dictated deadline, to the end of ensuring the mandate is never enforced against anybody in any state, whether they work in Alabama or anywhere else in the United States. The private employer mandate will require that all employers with more than 100 employees to force their employees to be fully vaccinated or be continually masked and tested as a condition of their employment. This mandate was drafted as an emergency rule by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or as most people know it, OSHA, based upon a statute that no reasonable person could construe as allowing President Biden to require private employers to force their employees to comply with his edict. The OSHA rule was sent to the White House for final approval 3 weeks ago. If the private employer mandate was so critical to the health and well-being of employees, why would President Biden take so long to approve it? One reason is obvious. The Biden administration has been very busy meeting with scores of powerful and deep-pocketed lobbyists and special interest groups about the mandate. Press reports suggest that these meetings have almost universally been about non-health and safety-related issues, resulting in changes to the mandate, such as requiring that unvaccinated employees, rather than their employers, foot the bill for all mandated masks and testing, a change rooted not in the science, but in the profit motive. As soon as the private employer mandate goes into effect, I will file suit against President Biden to block it. As with my challenge to the federal contractor mandate, the goal will be to ensure the mandate is never able to be enforced against anybody in any state, whether they work or do business in Alabama or anywhere else in the United States. Since I was sworn in as your Attorney General,
You can go ahead. Yeah, thank you, Copper. So what you're hearing there is your Attorney General. Your Attorney General, Steve Marshall, out of Montgomery, has filed suit, first on a suit right now, trying to get ahead of the December 8th deadline for federal contractors. Working hard, he said, to make sure that nobody in the nation has to deal with losing their job by December 8th as a federal contractor. And then he's got a second suit that's almost ready. All they're waiting on now is for OSHA to finally say how it's going to do its regulations. But OSHA hadn't bothered to do that. They said something to the White House, but the White House has yet to fully respond, which means that, like he said, if it's so important, if the health of the people are just, you know, in peril right now, then why are they taking weeks and weeks to figure out whether or not they do or don't like OSHA's potential regulation? That's because I think they know they can't enforce it. All right, folks, listen, we are going to head to a short break here in just a minute, but let me just tell you this right now. I'm watching the floor of the Senate. In just the body language at the dais, I can tell you, they just stepped back up to the podium. The clerk of the Senate is in the chair up there with the lieutenant governor, and the secretary of the Senate, the clerk of the Senate has also taken his position. He's going to be reading out the end of debate and calling the roll to try and end the debate on Senate Bill 9 and take it to a final vote. I'll keep you posted on that as things go along. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, blow by blow on the Senate floor. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Literally, as I was coming back on the air, the final vote for Senate Bill 9 just took place. They ended cloture during the break. They moved for adoption of the substitute version that was adopted in committee. And on the Senate floor, they just have now adopted or passed Senate Bill 9. So Senate Bill 9 passed by a vote, I think it was 26-5, if I'm not mistaken, right down party lines. Just so you know, there's a couple of people that aren't there. Senator Dunn, Priscilla Dunn, a Democrat from Jefferson County, I believe she was, yeah. She hasn't been there in 3 years. So it's something to do with health reasons, but why she hasn't resigned is this a mystery to me. Anyway, but nonetheless, the body has taken up now Senate Bill 15, and Senator Arthur Orr is actually at the podium right now bringing his bill, Senate Bill 15, which is the one that that strengthens our vaccine passport bill. So that's the action happening right now. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you, too, we got some great team members on this show, people that make this possible for me to stand up here or sit up here with a microphone and give you a blow-by-blow like that. And I want to tell you, my friends at etaxbreaks.com, etaxbreaks.com has one of the coolest jobs in the nation. They literally are able to just go to work every day to find people money. That's what they do. They go to work every day and they find people money, and they're good at it. I mean, in July alone, they told me they found like $7 million for their clients, and they'd only get paid if they find you money. So if they don't find you money, no harm, no foul. Go check them out. They got a special website for our listeners only called etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. So, okay, that's it. Triple dipper. I have now spent an inordinate amount of time on probably what is the most important topic in the state right now. Was your state legislature going to step up to the plate and begin taking action? So Senate Bill number 9 came out of committee, was substituted, and was moved forward and passed the Senate. It's now transmitting down to the House, and we'll see what the House can do with it. Senate Bill 15 is now at the podium, Senator Arthur Orr carrying that one. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and switch gears. But before I do, Copper, Miss Copper.
Yes.
Are you ready? Is your telephone hand ready to go?
Yes, it is.
I think we need to give away more T-shirts. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and say right now, if you're listening to the show and you haven't already got a T-shirt, 866-494-9866. First couple of people that call in and tell me on the air they're Right Side Ruffians, I got T-shirts. 866-494-9866. You want a T-shirt that says you're a Right Side Ruffian or you're solid conservative and just playing right? Start calling right now. We'll take the first couple who can get on the air and say they're a Right Side Ruffian. I'm enjoying that. That's celebrating, by the way. In case you didn't know, that's celebrating the fact that we hit over 10,000 downloads of our podcast version. Man, the phones are already ringing. That's like crazy fast. All right, so we're gonna be taking calls here in just a minute, but I'm gonna tell you right now too. I'm switching gears a little bit in the triple dipper. I'm gonna be going to the next topic on the list, which is the fact that Virginia is the playbook. Virginia is, in fact, the playbook for what is happening in the nation and what will happen in 2022. It's the way they're doing things in Virginia right now for today's election for governor is literally the way you can expect to see 2022 go. Man, the phones are ringing. Copper, I'm going to jump in on you. I got to grab one. Copper, I think it's Mike from Huntsville. Mike from Huntsville, line one. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil, I just want to let you know I'm a Right Side ruffian, and I'm wondering when you're going to run for governor.
Don't be wishing anything like that on me, Mike. But, man, I appreciate you, Mike. Listen, you stay on hold.
I know it would be rough, but I think you would do an excellent job.
Well, I'm humbled by that, God has not said go anywhere like that. So, brother, I appreciate it. But listen, Mike, you stay on hold, and we're going to get your mailing information so we can send you that shirt. Okay, you hang on. All right, let me go, Copper. Man, the phones have lit up. I'm not sure we're going to get all these. So, listen, Copper, when you are ready, let me get line two, Joy from Hillsboro. Hey, Joy, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I'm fine. It's Julie, J-U-L-I-E.
Oh, great. I'm sorry about that. I was looking at it wrong. But so what's on your mind? Are you a Right Side ruffian in your opinion?
I am a Right Side ruffian. I love your show. I listen to it as often as I can, and I tell as many people as I can to check it out.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. Calling in from Hillsboro, we appreciate you being a part of our audience. And so you stay on hold. Copper's going to get all your mailing information and your T-shirt size, and we'll get that shirt out to you right away, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll take a couple more and just see who's on the line right now. Copper, it looks like Mike and Julie are definitely in, so you make sure you get their mailing information. But let me say hey to Ryan from Huntsville. Hey, Ryan, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. Y'all are doing great. I appreciate all the work y'all are doing. I'm a Right Side ruffian.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. We appreciate it. Tell you what, Ryan, I said I was doing two T-shirts, but I'm going to go ahead and do three this hour. So if you'll stay on hold, Copper will get your information, okay? You can give her your T-shirt size and your mailing address, and we'll get it out to you. All right, it's Ryan from Huntsville. Well, listen, I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and jump forward in my topic. I know I had some other folks on the line, but those are the three, Copper. We'll do three this hour. Let's go ahead and get Mike, Julie, and Ryan's information, if you don't mind. Tell Shannon from Madison and Scott from Franklin County how much I appreciate them, but I'm going to have to jump into my topic here before I run out of time. And we'll do this again next hour. They should know that. Be aware, we're going to do it again next hour. But listen, folks, Virginia is the thing, all right? Virginia, what is happening in Virginia right now? And if you're just not familiar, let me just go ahead and just bump up real quick the storyline so you'll know what's what. We have got a situation right now where in Virginia, they are literally going to the polls to elect a governor. It has become the most divisive race in the nation, but it's also the one where the Democrats recognize they have gone all in. They've got no choice. They've got to go all in. And it's like, wow, not even a little bit. And it's become that thing that, so I'll tell you right now, the playbook that you should be looking at and what you should expect in 2022, unless they fail so miserably today that they can't make it work again and they know it. But then again, I don't think they'll know it. But the playbook has been education is for the teachers' union to decide how to do it. Race is the issue in everything, and that only the government can solve your problems. That's the playbook right there. Three things. Education is for the teachers' union to decide, not the parents. The government can do everything, and race is the issue no matter what. It's always racism. When in doubt, defer to racism. And I'm going to tell you, they've pulled out all the stops. You watch. They brought in President Obama. They brought in Vice President Kamala Harris, who never appears anywhere, by the way, but she appeared on behalf of Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat running for governor. They brought in every other major factor in Democrat world to come and you know they brought in Stacey Abrams from Georgia. They brought in their party chair, their national party chair. It's been unreal. This is called pull out all the stops. We can't let this happen. Oh, Lord, the polls are bad. What are we going to do if we lose? And then they went so far as they even brought in President Biden. Well, let me tell you what that does. Here's what that does. When the Republican Glenn Youngkin wins tonight, and I believe the polls are indicating that he will, when he wins tonight, I think what you're going to wind up seeing is that this was a repudiation of not just that agenda I told you about, but it was also a repudiation of Biden. Because they brought in the top of the ticket. And the top of the ticket right now, he can't get his own party to do bills for him in Congress. The top of the ticket right now, if he can't get people to do his bills in Congress, and he also can't get voters to vote for his chosen candidate in Virginia, which, by the way, keep in mind, Virginia, adjacent to Washington, D.C., this is like home turf. If they can't get it done, it's a complete repudiation of President Biden. So here's a story on Fox, by the way. I'm looking at the story on Fox, and it's interesting because Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, he even, like people are looking at this going, what in the world is he doing? All right? So what he did last night, so the heat that he has taken, and one of the things that began to turn the tide of the election, if you remember this, Terry McAuliffe came out a few weeks back in a debate with the Republican Glenn Youngkin, and he said that parents should not have a say in their children's education. Words from his mouth. Parents should not have a say in their children's education. Okay. And then it began all the fuss about critical race theory in Loudoun County, Virginia. And then all the things that are going on there about parents being persecuted by the Department of Justice. And Terry McAuliffe is all for it. And then we have the National Teachers Union coming out in favor of teaching critical race theory. They said that. They said Randy Weingartner is her name, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, said that they were going to bring they were going to support and defend any teacher who wanted to teach critical race theory. Well, guess who Terry McAuliffe, after all of that, had come in and speak on his behalf last night? You guessed it. Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, was there last night speaking on behalf of Terry McAuliffe. And literally, the article I'm looking at right now says, wait, what? This is a tweet from Real Clear Politics. Wait, what? The night before the election in Virginia, where education might be the top issue, McAuliffe is campaigning with the woman who shut down schools for 18 months, said a guy from Real Clear Investigations. Senator Tom Cotton went to Twitter and mocked Weingarten's appearance, posting that, quote, the union boss responsible for shutting down schools is the final surrogate for Terry McAuliffe's campaign. And said Republicans should vote, or said Virginians should vote accordingly. And then it just, you look at it and you think, what were they thinking? Why'd they go, I don't know, what should we do? Well, education's really hurting us. Oh, well, I don't know, what do we want to do? Bring in the teachers union. Yeah, that's the ticket. And so there's that. All right, then you got on there, well, I'll tell you what, I'm up against a break. Copper, let's go ahead and run to that short break. When we get back from that one, I got more on Virginia. And then coming up at the top of the hour, I'm pretty excited. My friend Travis Deering from Just Love Coffee Cafe is calling in because, you know, I gave my opening monologue on the fact that, folks, just take heart. If you're looking at job changes, if you're worried about what the future holds, if you're concerned about whether the AG's litigation is going to get there in time for you, I just want to encourage you. Sometimes that change in the resume ain't a bad thing, too. And Travis and I have both gone through recent changes, me with radio and him with Just Love Coffee. And I want to hear his perspective and just, you know, what it was like to make that decision. I think that's good to sort of hear that fleshed out by other folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, real quick about my friends at ZLA Solutions, you hear me talking about them? I know them personally, all right? They do a really, really great job of putting people back to work. If you're someone who is looking for a job, or if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, just know you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, that's ZLAUSA.com, and start working the angle of finding your job or finding your people for the jobs you've got at your business. And they're good at what they do. And it's extremely important right now that our economy continue to thrive, and people like ZLA have got it going on when it comes to putting people back to work. At ZLA, they like to say, we don't make it, we just make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, hey, listen, by the way, my wife, Charlene, is probably more politically astute than I am a lot of times. She just sent me a text, and she points out, and I agree, two things that do concern her about the votes in Virginia. One is cheating. Yeah, well, why would we worry about that, right? But cheating is certainly one. And number two is she points out that 20% of the votes were already in because they do early voting. 20% of the vote were already in before what's known as the Loudoun County blow-up. So in other words, Democrats were already getting their people to the polls probably way, way, way in advance of some of what has changed the tide of the debate. And it's an interesting point. Good catch, babe. Okay. Listen, Virginia is a big, big, hairy deal. And I had some clips here from Tucker Carlson. I had another one from Joe Manchin. I even had one from Terry McAuliffe, basically playing the race card and sucking up to the teachers union. But I'm not going to get a chance to use those because I don't know that we have time. I tell you what, Copper, get clip one ready. Clip one. Clip one, my Copper. All right, clip one, Terry McAuliffe. And when you get that one ready, let me know. But right now, I will tell you, as a brief aside, I'm watching the floor debate still in the Alabama State Senate. They are on Senate Bill 15, one of the two vaccine mandate pushback bills. Senate Bill 15 is now being filibustered as two Democrats both have the podium, just talking back and forth to each other, spending time, making everybody work for it. That's certainly their right. It's certainly boring, but that's what's going on right now. Senator Singleton and Senator Smitherman are at the podium waxing unpoetically about why they think mandates are a good idea. All right, so listen, Copper, you got clip one. This is Terry McAuliffe, the guy who's running for Virginia. I'm telling you, what happens in Virginia matters to what happens in the nation in 2022. Listen to him as he plays the race card, sucks up the teachers union, and wants to give away free stuff to earn votes. Hit that clip.
And I promise you, we've got to diversify our teacher base here in Virginia. 50% of the students at Virginia schools, K-12, 50% are students of color. And yet 80% of the teachers are white. We all know what we have to do in a school to make everybody feel comfortable in school. So let's diversify. So here's what I'm going to do. We'll be the first state in America. If you'll teach for 5 years here in Virginia in a high-demand area, that it be geographic or coursework, we will pay room, board, and tuition at any college, any university, any HBCU here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Folks, what you just heard there was a guy who basically said, we have too many white teachers. We will give you free education. And the teachers union is what makes the best decisions. And that's his campaign platform. But I told you, Virginia is the playbook. Virginia is the playbook for what you could expect to have to deal with in 2022 in the campaign season. Now in Alabama, right now, we don't even have a viable Democrat running for any statewide office. We don't. But in other states where the mantra is going to be the same, you watch. And they are avidly watching this race today. By tomorrow, hopefully we're going to know tonight that a Republican has beaten back every surrogate they sent to talk in favor of Terry McAuliffe, that they've beaten back the claims that racism is systemic in the United States, that they've beaten back the claims that the teachers union is supposed to be the ones having decisions about your children's education and not the parents. And they've beaten back the determination by the Democrats that government is the answer to all of your needs and nothing else. And folks, I'm telling you, that is the playbook. Some are calling the Virginia race a bellwether. Tucker Carlson says that Virginia is like a focus group right now about America. And I'm just asking you, watch it. Watch it and analyze it. Don't watch it strictly for who won. Oh, good, move on. Watch it. Understand what they're doing. Because if you watch and you begin to take notes, you'll see the themology. You'll see the strategy. You'll see the playbook. Because it's out there. And that's what they're trying to do. And I don't think they're going to make it. We're going to find out. By tomorrow, I'll be talking about it. But I think Glenn Youngkin is going to wind up being the Republican governor of Virginia. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. All right, we're going to come back after the top of the hour with my buddy Travis During from Just Love Coffee. I'm anxious to hear just his perspective. We're going to change gears altogether. Folks, I want you to know that if you're in a position of uncertainty or if you're thinking about taking a step, you might want to hear Travis's story. kind of matches my own in many ways. Sometimes you got to just jump on in and hang on. All right, folks, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.